Okay. Okay, thank you all for coming. I think that a lot of other people may be at happy hours already, so maybe where we have to go after this. I was asked to look at some of the health issues involved in exposure to air pollution near ports and goods movement activities. Goods movement being the movement of mostly cargo containers as they come into, in our case, the ports of LA and Long Beach and are put onto trucks or trains and move to their destinations, sometimes to other parts of the country, even all the way to Boston and Bacchus. And I work with a community outreach and education program. Carla, who's taking a picture over there on my left, is one of our staff members. And we have two NIEHS center grants. One's a children's center, and one is a what we call a core center. We have a lot of scientists who are doing research on air pollution. And our outreach role is to sort of be a liaison between those scientists and the public and to translate the science so that the community understands it, but also to hear from the community in a way that might inform our research, and I'll talk some about that. So again, the funding is from NIEHS. The Children's Center is also funded by US EPA, and we're funded by the California Endowment for a partnership that brings many of us together to work on these issues. So I've already mentioned that some of our objectives for our outreach program to determine community concerns, foster collaboration. We also want to inform diverse community constituencies and to build community capacity for policy change by informing community members about public health so that they can use that in their public policy campaigns. At USC and UCLA, so we have a joint center, and I work with scientists from both universities. We've long been interested in research on traffic proximity and health effects, but have, you know, often looked at schools that are near freeways and houses that are built really close to busy roads and freeways. And these apartments were just built in the last several years, so this is not some historical thing we're showing you. You know, there's a lot of new data about health effects, but this type of schools of siting is still going on, and actually some schools are still being sited near freeways. So we've been interested in that for a long time. But we held a town meeting in 2001 with 250 attendees, and that conference was on environmental health with a focus on air pollution. But what was interesting about it is, you know, we presented our air pollution science, and then community members got up to the community mic and started talking about the open mic, talking about the problems in their community. And one person after another started talking about the problems at the ports. They lived in Wilmington, and the ports were, you know, dramatically increasing in growth, and there were more trucks and more ships and more trains. And all of a sudden, we realized that we, you know, since we're really in our ivory towers, hadn't focused on changes like that that were happening in the local community, that local community residents could pick up on very quickly and pick up on first, and that that the ports were actually a huge source of pollution. And we even had at that 2001 town meeting one of our key reporters, Warren Olney, who does our KCRW shows, and he could not believe, and our scientists couldn't believe, that the ship regulations were completely unregulated, and we were hearing that from the community. We were sure it was wrong. And of course, it's not wrong. It's the situation that we're in, and locomotive emissions are not very far behind in terms of poor regulations. And we also learned about poor land use decisions. Penny Newman was at that conference. We actually had been working with Penny since the late 1990s because warehouses were being built out in Riverside that, as we later put it all together, were being built because the ports were expanding so tremendously that these warehouses were being built on former dairy land to accommodate all the containers. So this is a map of Southern California. And what I'm going to show you is the way, you know, there are concerns from the ports up the 710 freeway here to City of Commerce area where Angelo's group is and out to Mira Loma and Riverside where a lot of the warehouses are. So, you know, if you have a ship like this, each one of those containers has to end up on a truck or a train to get to its destination. That's problem number one. It's all diesel. This is what the Long Beach Freeway looks like. So we have several members of our group up here today are working on the 710 expansion. You know, should we double deck the 710 to have more trucks? Should we have more lanes on the 710? How should we accommodate all this traffic? Community members who are in groups that are working on rail yard issues. There are 18 rail yards in California, and some of them are very polluting, including 4 rail yards in Southern California. And this is what the warehouse is. For those of you who are, or if you're flying back out of LA, see if you can look down from your plane and see what this looks like when you fly over it, all these flat roofs that used to be Dairyland, but now, you know, you have, it looks kind of innocuous, but you have trucks, hundreds and hundreds of trucks going in and out of those warehouses, carrying containers in and carrying products out. So again, this is what our ports look like, largest ports in the United States. Top importers are all groups that you've heard of before. They really keep out of all of the, they keep out of being very vocal in any of the discussions about trying to clean up the air pollution from the port, but behind the scenes they are opposing any of the legislation that would put fees on containers that could be used to clean up the air pollution. Major sources of air pollution: ships, harbor craft, trucks, cranes, locomotives, yard equipment. And this picture that Caltrans took to document some goods movement issues really says it all, with young children playing soccer in a field that's right next to the TraPac terminal, with trucks coming in and out, and that terminal's planning to double in size. So what do we know today about exposures? We know that there are higher levels of pollutants really close to freeways, higher levels of ultrafine particles within 150 meters of the freeway, that commuters on busy roads get high doses of pollutants. So if you're traveling on the 710 freeway behind all those trucks, you get your highest doses of the day behind the trucks, and that these pollutants penetrate homes, and they penetrate schools, and they penetrate into our cars. We also know that ports and rail yards create elevated cancer risks from diesel pollution, and that diesel pollution and the cancer risk can extend several miles away from the port or the rail yard, and that the highest risks are in close proximity to the freeway, or in close proximity to the port, or in closest proximity to the rail yard. We also know that there are disproportionate exposures, that children of color are more likely to live near high traffic density, that schools near busy roads have a disproportionate number of economically disadvantaged and minority students, that the ports of it, this is an EPA document, that the populations who live close to ports and rail yards have a much higher percentage of minorities than does each region or city as a whole. And EPA has looked at 40 ports and 40 rail yards to document this. And overall, that those living in close proximity to goods movement corridors have disproportionately high exposures. And what we know about health effects: adults exposed to lots of particles in the air are more likely to develop or die from cardiovascular disease. Much of that research has been done by people at Brigham Young University and in concert with researchers from Harvard. Children are more likely to have reduced lung function, more likely to have asthma. A lot of that research has been done in Southern California. And that pregnant women living near traffic are more likely to have premature or smaller babies. So there's a whole emerging and really growing sense of the literature on this. What do we know about diesel? Well, we know that diesel particles make allergies worse, and maybe they even cause allergies, or maybe are related to inducing asthma. And we know that workers who are exposed to diesel exhaust are more likely to develop lung cancer. Like truck drivers. The studies have been done on truck drivers and railroad workers and dock workers. And in California, at least, diesel is a toxic air contaminant. So we have a lot of rules for diesel in California, but we're finding that in other states and cities, people don't recognize that diesel is such a problem, and it's not regulated the same way. I'm going to skip that slide for... Taking all of the science and taking the what we know about the health effects and the exposures, we have partnered first in our Children's Environmental Health Center. We partnered with the Long Beach Alliance for Children with Asthma and Penny Newman's group, the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, and developed what we called neighborhood assessment teams that other people on the panel will tell you about. We also developed town meetings and conferences. We've held 3 of them. That first conference I mentioned in 2001, where we learned about the ports, the rapid growth of the ports, also a town meeting specifically on ports and goods movement in 2005 that we called Growing Pains. And then Then in 2006, we formed a collaborative called the Impact Project. And that person is Elena Green, sitting here. That was her first, that was like her first week on the job in Los Angeles, and she was testifying at a hearing about a rail yard. And after the hearing, I said, Elena, you're not really supposed to say you're opposed to the rail yard. You're just supposed to present the science. Don't say how bad it is and that you're opposed to it. But we've actually come a long way since then, so we feel more confident actually saying we're opposed to some of these things today. But we formed this collaboration that was, USC with this sort of scientific knowledge and these community groups with all this community knowledge. And what I heard someone at from Rutgers the other day call research-attentive communities or science-attentive community groups. And we're also partnering with Occidental College, an urban policy institute. But our community partners are the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, East Yard Communities, Coalition for a Safe Environment, Jesse's not here with us today, and the Long Beach Alliance for Children with Asthma. And those follow that geographic, you know, the Wilmington and Long Beach, up the 710 freeway to Commerce and out to those distribution centers or warehouses that you saw. And the idea is for us to address the health impacts and find, hopefully find policy solutions. So the aim of the of our collaborative and our coalition work is try to change the nature of the debate from one that had solely focused on the ports and goods movement activities as being the engine of our economy to one that recognizes the human and community toll that unchecked expansion of ports, rail yards, freeways, and these warehouses is causing, and that takes action to prevent or reduce the impacts and health disparities. In 2007, we held another conference. This was our biggest ever. We had 550 attendees from 16 states and four different countries. Lots of people are concerned about this issue now around the country. And our Impact Project sponsored it. We also had 25 other community partners. We had people there from Vancouver, British Columbia, who are concerned about expansion of their port, Charleston, South Carolina, Houston, Texas, where ports are expanding, Oakland, also New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia, but also people from rail yard communities in, you know, middle of Kansas, where a huge rail yard is going to be built that is going to handle trains that come from L.A. to Kansas City and on to Chicago. At that conference, we, you know, shared our science, a huge audience. We listened to workers talking about some of their health problems and their concerns. This is a truck driver. And everyone wanted us to establish a national network. So we've been doing that. We've been trying to connect with people around the country. And we've this is the website for our Impact Project, which is our collaborative funded by the California Endowment. And that's a website that we are planning to, that we already are starting to have maps on, so you can click on your own community and find information about your community or add information about a community group or a situation to the map through us by what we will develop as a wiki. I should also mention that Martha, who did the introductions, is the facilitator of a group called the Port Work Group of Green LA. And Green LA is an organization that is really looking at all the programs in the city of LA and trying to make them greener under our mayor. And for that, we have a rail subgroup, and we're looking at a joint campaign to try to protect children and residents near rail yards. So here you see children playing at an elementary school in West Long Beach, and right behind them are trucks going to a local rail yard. They're coming from the ports. The rail yard's 5 miles away from the ports in this residential community. And I think Elena Green will tell you more about that situation. And I'm going to end there. And here are some contacts if anyone wants to write them down. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. We'll let you do it.
Okay.